Well, welcome to Cornerstone Church's online podcast. This is Pastor Barry. Hope and pray that you will be ministered to as you listen to today's sermon.
I want to speak to you. I was thinking about this message and I thought, you know, I should have a warning sign on me. I sort of felt like, oh dear, this could be one of those days. I just sort of want to give you a heads up. I just really would like to be quite dignified and be sensible up here. And I just have this horrible feeling. I might be able to keep things under control, but I don't know. When I was preparing this message, I was getting carried away. And I said, oh Lord, stop me from getting carried away tomorrow because it could get just ugly. And then I'd go home in the car going, oh, I can't believe I said that. So just, there's a warning label on me this morning. I want to speak to you out of a psalm. I want to start in the Psalms. Psalm 18, verse 46. And this is a time in David's life when he had just come through terrible persecution. He was being chased by King Saul. He was hiding in caves. He was running for his life. And God rescued him. God rescued him. And what was he full of? He was full of joy of the Lord. He was full of the joy of the Lord. And these next scripture passages, if by the time we're done, you need to be full of the joy of the Lord. Because you know when God moves, like I have to admit, after I said goodbye to Nagma, I can't be calling her Nagmi. After I said goodbye to Nagma, I was in my office going, Lord, really? I don't understand what he's doing, but I know he's doing something. And there's a joy that comes with that when you know that he's moving and he's doing something. And after you've seen him do something in your life, there's a joy that you have that is your strength. That's how you get strong. You get, just a minute. Shh. Everybody just breathe. Just slow it down. After the Lord moves, you're so excited and you're so filled that you're filled with joy. And what happens? You get strong. And I want to tell you, if you're weak, get in the Word. If you're depressed, get in the Word. If you're lost, get in the Word. If you need healing, get in the Word. What's going to happen is the Word of God is going to come off the pages and he's going to minister to that thing that you don't have yet. It's going to come to you. It's going to come to you. So I'm just going to tell you what David said. He's praising God and he says, the Lord lives. Praise to my rock. It's like when God moves, all of a sudden you're, wow, God, you're here. You're really here. David running for his life and the Lord rescues him and there's no other reason that he is free except the Lord was with him. And he goes, wow, God, you're here. You know those days when you're doing that? Wow, God. You see me, you hear me, you're with me. He says, the Lord lives, praise to my rock. May the God of my salvation be exalted. God, doesn't that just say it all? How can you not say that? And then he said, he is the God who pays back those who harm me. He subdues the nations under me and rescues me from my enemies. All those things the Lord did for him. You hold me safe beyond the reach of my enemies. He keeps you safe. Oh, for this, O Lord, I will praise you. I will praise you among the nations. I will sing praises to your name. We stood today. Did we not sing praises to his name? He is worthy of our praise for all that he's done. You give great victories to your king. You show unfailing love to your anointed, to David, and all of his descendants forever. Now, we've been grafted in, you Gentiles. We've been grafted in to the descendants of David. These promises are for us. Safety, protection, security. He's going to hold us safe. Now, Psalm 19 says, God reveals himself to us. You don't need to wonder, gee, I wonder if there's a God. He says, the heavens proclaim the glory of God. All you need to do is look to the sky. And the heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Look up and you will see God. And when I was doing Backdoor Youth Church many, many years ago now, I had a young man. He's since come to this church a few times. And I had given this message at Backdoor Youth Church to these kids. And I had gone all through this and told him to look up to the stars in the sky and they're going to see God. And he came in the next time that I saw him. And he was a kid who lived in Pine Ridge. And he used to be on the streets a lot. And sometimes when things got uncomfortable at home, he would go out into the park. And he said, Pastor Hooley, I was in the park in the middle of the night last night. And I was all by myself. And he said, you know what? I remembered what you had said out of the Psalm. I remember what you said out of Psalm 19. And he said, I looked up into the sky and I knew that there was a God. I didn't have to convince this kid that there was a God. He looked up to the skies and the skies proclaimed the glory of God. The skies said to him, I'm here. Don't you worry. I've got you. Day after day, the skies continue to speak. Did you know that the sky speaks to you? It'll speak to you in a sunrise. Have you ever been just breathless at a sunrise or at a sunset? That's God speaking to you. He's speaking to you. He's declaring his glory to you. He's declaring his beauty to you. Day after day, the skies speak to you. Night after night, they make him known. They speak without a sound or a word. God can speak to you without one word. He can speak to you through the moon and the stars. I've sat many, many times on a night in the summer out at the cabin at Sylvan Lake, and I have looked up at the stars and been breathless at the sight in the sky. God speaking to us without one word. Their voices never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth and their words to all the world. God has preached himself through the heavens to the whole world. I want you to remember to look up to the sky and you will know that he is there. God has made a home. God has made a home in the heavens for the sun. When you look at the sun, I want you to think, God made you that home. He made you a home for you to dwell, sun. It bursts forth, this is such poetry, it bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. Isn't that, can you imagine? Think about it, the bridegroom after his wedding. Is he not bursting forth with such joy? Here's the sun bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race, full of energy, full of life, bursting forth. It rejoices. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end. Nothing can hide from its heat. Nothing. Don't ever wonder where he is. Look to the heavens. They declare his name to you. Now the instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. So if you're in the Word and your soul needs some reviving, you will be revived. Is your soul parching? Are you parched? Get in the Word. You will be revived. Because it says here, the instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy. How many things in your life now, how many things in our world are trustworthy right now? Nothing. Do you know we don't know what's real? We don't know because of AI if what we're looking at really happened or somebody made it up. How trustworthy? I haven't got a clue. I could see a video and my son's a pilot. And so whenever I see pilot stuff, like planes flying, I'll send, especially planes crashing, because, well, I just like him to figure it out beforehand. So I'll send him videos of a lot of things that happen on Facebook or wherever I'm looking. And he'll come back and he'll say, "Really? Are you kidding me right now?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. He said, "Planes can't do that." And I said, "Well, I don't know that. You're the pilot. Just in case it could happen. You don't know what, don't put your trust in it because you don't know. But the decrees of the Lord are trustworthy. We know this is real. This is the ground that we stand on. Making wise the simple. Maybe you're sitting here today and you think, "Well, I'm kind of a simple person." You know that the reading of God's word will make you wise. That is a very good thing. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. If you're downcast and you're downtrodden, get in his word. He's going to bring joy to your heart as you read the word. I was getting so excited when I was reading this word. The commands of the Lord are clear. Do you know there's so much today that's not very clear? But the commands of the Lord are very clear. It's very clear. You know exactly where you stand. You know exactly what you should be doing. You know exactly what you shouldn't be doing. It's all very clear. Giving insight for living. Would anybody here like some insight in their life? Insight for living? What? Yes, me too. And the Lord says, "My word will give you insight for living." When I'm reading this, I think, why do I ever have my face anywhere but in this word? Why do I have my face anywhere but in the word? There is nowhere more worthy for your face to be than in the word of God. So that we can be people of insight, people of joy, people whose spirits have been revived. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true, and each one is fair. His laws are fair. They are more desirable than gold. And I know that gold is very desirable. So we all can desire gold. And God tells us, "My word is more desirable." What if we desired the word as much as we desired money? I did a funny thing the other day. I don't do it very often, but I did buy a lottery ticket. I don't know why I do things like that. But I did buy a lottery ticket. And oh, you should have heard my prayers. And then I thought, I wonder if this is wrong. Probably. Might be. But I wasn't spending it on me. I was spending it on you. I was buying you cars. I was fixing your house. I was paying for your babysitters. I was changing the world if I could just get my hands on that money. Not one cent. But boy, did I ever desire that. But what if I desired the word of God more than that? They're more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They're sweeter than honey. Honey's pretty sweet. Even honey dripping from the comb, right fresh out of the comb. Word of God is sweeter than honey. Even fresh honey right out of the comb. They are a warning. They are a warning to your servant. Word of God can warn you. The word of God can give you a heads up. A great reward for those who obey them. There is a great reward for the time spent in the word. There will be a great reward come to you. And then this crazy thing happens. So David is like, oh, the sun and the moon and the stars and God and his word and the power and everything else. And then he comes, watch how far he comes right down. Watch what he does. Then he says, how can I know all of the sins lurking in my heart? He went right from the great big universe right down into his heart. And isn't that a good question for us to say, God, how can I know? How do I know? I don't even know what's in my own heart. Then he says, cleanse me. As he's worshiping God and he's thinking about the word, he starts to become very aware of his condition. The word of God helps us to figure out our condition. It helps us to figure out what's wrong. It helps us to figure out what's missing. It helps us to figure out which way we should go. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Cleanse me from the ones I don't know about. It's one thing to pray about the ones you know about. You know, you stub your toe and you let out a cuss, you know, oops, sorry, Lord, oops. But what about the ones that you're doing, and you don't know. You haven't been convicted of it yet. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Oh, what a prayer. God, keep me from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Do you know that there are some people who are controlled by their sins and they feel like they can't get out? They're trapped in a behavior. They're trapped in a behavior they don't even want. And here's a prayer for them to pray. Don't let me be controlled by these things. God, isn't the word of God powerful? Isn't the word of God worth everything to us that it could free us from this? Then I will be free of guilt. No guilt. As children of God, we have no guilt. He's dealt with it all. And innocent of great sins. Oh, thank you, God, for your word. And then he closes with this beautiful prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you. What a great prayer. God, may the things that I'm thinking about, may the things that are in my heart, may the things that come out of my mouth, think about it. What if everything that came out of your mouth pleased God? May the words of my mouth, what if everything that was in your heart was pleasing to God? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you. That maybe we should, oh Lord, my rock, my redeemer. What if we started every day like that? What if we did? Why don't we give it a shot this week? Just before you brush your teeth. Why don't we say that prayer? The words of my mouth, meditations of my heart. May everything that I say today and everything that I think today, everything I hold in my heart, be pleasing to you, oh God. Come on, let's do it. Who's in? Oh, I'm so glad to know I'm not alone. Come on, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's remember to do that. And then I've prayed this prayer with you before. And I think that you should pray this prayer that we're going to work through now. I think that you should pray it for yourself. I pray it for this church. I think you should pray it over your family. I think you should pray it over your loved ones. In times of trouble, we're going to pray this now. May the Lord answer your cry. I pray that for you. In times of your trouble, when you're crying, you know what I pray? I pray the Lord is going to. And you know what? When we pray in the will of God, you know what's really awesome? He does it. Because you're praying his word. So when we pray this, we're guaranteed he's going to do this. So isn't it important See, it's so important that you know this is here. It's so important that you know what is in Psalm 20. It is so important that you know what is in Psalm 18:46 and Psalm 19 and Psalm 20. It's very important that you know this, because this will change your life when you're praying this for yourself and for your family and for your loved ones. Because this will happen. Because God has said it's going to happen. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock of my salvation. May the name of the God of Jacob keep you safe from all harm. Pray that over your family every day. Are you worried about your kids? Pray it over them. May the name of God of Jacob keep you safe from all harm. May he send you help from his sanctuary and strength, and strengthen you from Jerusalem. God, just pour. God, I'm praying this over this church. I'm praying this over every person who is seated here today, every person who's watching online. This is our prayer over this church. The word of God, the very word of God. Not my words, his word. May he remember all your gifts and look favorably on all your burnt offerings. May God remember all the times that you sacrificed to him. May he remember everything that you have given him. May he remember the giftedness that he has given you. May he use you for great and mighty things in this world around you. May he use you wherever you go. God, remember the giftedness of each person, of each person. Visit them, raise them up, stir up the fire. Get them using their gifts. May he grant you your heart's desires and make all of your plans succeed. May he grant you all of your desires and make all of your plans succeed. May we shout for joy when we hear of your victory, when we know that God has done something. Let's just go crazy. Let's go a little bit crazy, so I'm not crazy alone. Let's just all go a little bit crazy. It is so awesome when God does something. And let us shout for joy and raise a victory banner in the name of our God. And may the Lord answer all your prayers. What a prayer. I pray it over you. May the Lord answer all of your prayers. Are you seeing how important it is that you know what's in here? You have to know what's in here. Because now you know how to pray. Because if you say, I don't really know how to pray. Yeah, you do. Open Psalm 20 and start praying. Yeah, you do know how to pray. And you know how sometimes when you go to pray and you got nothing? You just say, you might do the Lord's Prayer, and then you might hit the 23rd Psalm, and man, you just kind of feel like my prayers aren't going anywhere. I tell you, hit Psalm 20. You hit Psalm 20, and all of a sudden, you're going to be praying, and you're just not going to shut your mouth. Now I know that the Lord rescues his anointed king. He will answer him from his holy heaven and rescue him by his great power. Some nations boast of their chariots and horses and the size of their armies and their nuclear weapons. I added that part, sorry. Some nations boast about their nuclear power and the size of their armies. But we boast in the name of the Lord our God. God doesn't care about our nuclear power, and he doesn't care about the size of our armies. We're not going to boast about that. What we've got to boast about is the name of the Lord our God. He is worthy of that. Those nations will fall down and collapse, but we will rise up and stand firm. So today you might be a little shaken. If any of you are watching the news, you're going to be shaken. Right? And you can turn one channel to the other channel to the other channel, and this channel says this, and this channel says that, and another channel says this, and you don't know who's telling the truth. I'll tell you who's telling the truth. The Lord God is telling the truth. And he said, I'm telling you, at the end of all this, no matter what you're seeing on the news, I am telling you right now, we will rise up and we will stand firm, because the Lord our God is in heaven, and he reigns over us. You know what? We don't need to worry about the news. What we need to spend less time on listening to the news and more time in the Word of God, right? If you're all upset and you're all in a dither about what's happening in the world, get in the Word, and you will rise up. You're standing so firm, you're not going to worry about who's got nuclear weapons. Give victory to our King. Oh Lord, answer our cry for help. I pray that the Lord God will answer your cry for help. I pray that when you cry out for help, he is going to answer you. How the King rejoices in your strength, O Lord. He shouts with joy because you give him victory. For you have given him his heart's desire and have withheld nothing that he requested. Our God is a gracious God, and he wants to answer. He wants to answer our prayers. When the world around us is shaking, we will rise up and we're going to stand firm, because that is what God said. That's what he said. So turn off the news and turn on the Bible. The heaven declares him. The sun declares him. I want you to remember that God made a home in the sky for the sun. Isn't that amazing? His instructions, his decrees, his commands, his laws declare his glory. When we read this, our hearts become bigger. When God is moving and he fills us with his Holy Spirit and we see him move, our spirit expand our spirit. We have spirit man surrounded by soul man, our mind, our will, our emotions, our personality, all kept together by body man. When we read the Word of God, spirit man gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and you get less and less and less. More of him, less of you. Amen? More of him, less of me. I want spirit man to just expand so that I get really skinny. I'd like to be really skinny, but I mean, I'm talking right now. Come on, body man. I'm talking right now about our spirit getting so big, so full of him, so full of his word, so full of his joy. There is none of me left. I pray there is none of you left. And I mean that in the nicest way possible. We don't want to be soul man. We want to be spirit man, filled with the Holy Spirit, getting stronger and stronger every day. He will give us our heart's desire, and he will not withhold any good thing from us. When God moves, and when we see him move, we are filled with joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. What we have to walk away from today is that if you are weak, if you are frail, if you are failing, if you are afraid, fill yourself with the word and you will be filled with joy and you will be strong, very, very strong, strong in the joy of the Lord. And all the Lord's people said, amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's edition of Cornerstone Church's online podcast. May God continue to richly bless you and lead you as we follow Jesus together.